Henry Olson, Trump is fighting America's addiction to profits and goods from China. By Robert Krajicek on May 13, 2019. Henry Olson, Washington Post columnist and senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, said rebalancing our trade relationship with China is President Donald Trump's most important priority. Offering his remarks in a Friday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Rick Manning. Olson warned of America's addiction to profits and goods from China, casting the status quo of American-Chinese trade as fueling the latter's geopolitical ascendance. China's rise, he added, is an existential threat to the continuity of American values. Listen. Olson stated, if we want to be addicted to, and it's really what it is an addiction to profits and goods from a country that doesn't share our values and is actively building an economy and military that can challenge freedom-loving peoples in the Pacific and elsewhere, then we're making a choice that we no longer want to be great. And we are making a choice that we don't want to fight for the values that have made us great. Thucydides wrote thousands of years ago that the strong can do what they can and the weak suffer what they must. And the question is, do we want to be strong or do we want to be weak? I think we want to be strong, added Olson. America will suffer a loss of freedom, loss of jobs, and another world war if it fails to counter China's ascent, assessed Olson. He called on the Republican Party to express support for Trump's trade policies towards China in order to enhance the president's credibility in ongoing international trade negotiations. The Republican Party not only has to stand behind him, but make a public declaration of that so that China knows that we stand united behind the president on this, advised Olson. Everyone seems to agree that China is a country that we should stand tall against. Let's make them put their money where their mouth is. In a May 6 column, Olson wrote, the president should ask for a public display of support from congressional Republicans should he have to act this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, should propose a resolution expressing support for the president and make it clear that he is not a lone wolf on U.S.-China trade policy. Past experience has taught China that it can weaken U.S. resolve by creating powerful friendships with those dependent on Chinese trade favors. The time is now for China to learn that Americans disagree about many things, but on this they stand united. Olson advised conservative political advocates to speak of justice as much as they speak of liberty and freedom. Olson echoed David Horowitz's call for conservatives to go for the heart when proselytizing their philosophical values, concluding, with liberty and justice for all is in the Pledge of Allegiance for good reason. And we need to believe in all six of those words if we want to be the party that represents America. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.